This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The two pages interact one with another. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, as well, friends. You can go ahead and jump onto our Twitter account for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1, Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, friends, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments here is setting the false prophets, which are setting the stage to make war with God. We're also going to talk about a little bit about America's first and last mistake. We'll get to that in just a couple moments here. First and foremost, let's go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on across your country? Again, friends, I say it every day, friends, pretty crazy stuff. Hillary Clinton, again, friends, named Iranian nuclear scientist on private email who was then executed by Iran for treason. You need to keep in mind, friends, that they're in this together. They are allied in the agreement with hell, which will be disannulled, the agreement of hell and death, friends, which will both be disannulled. Read Isaiah 28 when you get a moment. But here we're seeing this on a daily basis with the Clintons now. Yesterday we spent a little time on the flow in the trail of dead bodies behind the Clintons, friends. It's mind-blowing, to say the least, as to what the American people are tolerating. But when you begin to look at the fact that she's committing treason, and we know that she's committing treason with the Chinese and the Russian, her husband and now herself, as well as Barack Hussein Obama, folks, you need to know that we're beyond it's time to wake up. We're way beyond it's time to wake up, friends. We're in trouble in this country because of what we've tolerated concerning these criminals that we have allowed to represent we the people. And I want to say, not me allowing it, friends. I've been standing against it. I've been doing high school assemblies. I've been doing colleges. I'm on the radio consistently. If I'm not on my own radio program, I'm doing interviews, I'm doing television, I'm doing columns, and folks, we're looking for more to do to be spent. See, remember Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's exactly right. And I want to tell you, the most dangerous individuals out there to tyrants are those that have nothing to lose, friends. Those that have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I'll tell you what we have to gain is our souls. Remember, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I say, lose the world and gain your soul. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, wow, I mean, it's just over the top. Former CIA director seems pretty sure that Russia and China, friends, there's Russia and China again, stole Hillary Clinton's emails. Don't believe a thing the CIA says, friends, because keep in mind, they're the ones that are playing and setting forth mind warfare by inundating you with lie and fear and oppression on a daily basis. And they are also the ones that have bought and paid concerning the narrative that is set on the state-controlled media throughout the United States of America. I wouldn't believe a thing that they had to say, or have to say, for that most, for that part. Going back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Saudi teen put in cage for kissing an American student. There's the Muslim religion for you, friends. It's not even a religion, folks. It's a dangerous ideology through totalitarian methods to dictate everybody and everybody except for themselves, and that's usually how it goes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have the acceptance of a corrupted morality, which is the real problem that we face in America. Of course, this is what happens when you depart from God wickedly. You're going to accept everything, and guess what? At length, your country is going to be turned into hell, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do at the end of the day when it's too late. Now, last week, we spent some time exposing and playing, friends, the KGB, the Russian style indoctrination, how they do it, what they do when they destroy countries. He said the first thing you want to do is demoralize the country. He said that America is beyond the point. This was beyond the wildest dreams of those that meant to demoralize America. He said we're way beyond that point. He said the only thing that the American people are going to listen to, or countries that they plunder through mind warfare, friends, is when the military boot comes down on them, friends. And we know that in America, America will listen to nothing until after the fact. And folks, you know, call me crazy, but for doing this for 20 years, I can fully understand exactly the message of the prophetic and how it works, friends. People listen to you after the fact. They don't listen to you, and they don't understand that God is merciful by sending forth people to warn you of things to come, regardless if you like it or not. And keep in mind, friends, real love does define prevention is better than cure. And what we do in this country is we wait for the disaster to come before we actually take pains to prevent it, which is completely contrary to the order in which we should take it. We do it completely backwards. At least most people do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, the Clinton zombies are at it again. Folks, they're at it again because the American people are tolerating the crimes of the Clintons. We have black pastor says he's voting for Trump because black lives matters. Folks, that's why I'm voting for Christ, because it does matter, and you either accept his message or you reject it. If you accept it, good for you. You receive his mercy and his grace. If you reject it, you receive judgment and condemnation, which is so well deserved to a country that has forsaken its God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sodomite marriage and the risk of suicide. Isn't it interesting how these sodomites, they're self-condemned at every step. They war against God, and then they end up taking themselves out, and then what they do is they have the audacity to blame those that obey God, which would have prevented their suicide in the first place had they not rejected the light. Read John 3:18 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shocking new details emerge in Idaho Muslim migrant rape case. We have an illegal Muslim migrant that came into the United States of America that had his way with a 5-year-old in Idaho, friends. Do check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, must watch SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Finally, eyewitness testimonies from DNC that the media will not report. And again, friends, we have been reporting it. We have been shouting it from the rooftops. We've been blowing the trumpet. But it's for the people to respond. And like Jeremiah, when he said, Lord, they're rejecting me, the Lord said, no, they're not rejecting you, Jeremiah. They're rejecting me to their own demise. Be right back.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what I want to do, by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I know that over the last couple of days we've gotten phone calls, some too late, others, I don't mean to hold you on too long, but sometimes I'm in the middle of something, and I am very aware of what's going on as far as phone calls go. I have a screen right in front of me to my right that tells me when someone's on the phone. But again, if you can just hold up with me, I won't be too long-winded. I'll pull you up sooner or later, okay? I promise. 1-866-582-9933. I don't often kick these sorts of letters out, but this one was worthy. I see these every once in a while. As a matter of fact, I think this is probably the first one that I've seen like this in 15 years of ministry. I mean, you're just talking about bizarre. And what we have is we're dealing with antinomianists. And antinomianism means those that have no regard for God's government, his moral law. And what the professed church in America has done is conveniently come up with a word called legalism. Okay, as if to suggest that when you obey God in his moral law, that's legalistic. You don't have to do that. No, keep in mind, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them, and every real Christian loves God's moral law. Why? Because they understand that it's the law of the Lord that converts the soul, Psalm 19:7, and then when going over to Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith, which is of him, right? So in other words, the law drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Well, some people don't understand this. What they understand is a false grace. I'm going to read this letter to you, but I just have another thought. We had another letter come in this morning from an individual that said he was forgiven. And throughout this letter, he's dropping, you know, vulgarities, dropping, you know, swear words is what he's doing. And when you read that, you know, you're reading his letter and he's talking about how he's a little hard around the edges, but he's been forgiven. In other words, he's been forgiven to go ahead and say what he wants when he wants, but yet when you look at Scripture, you can see out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what's in the heart? If he's been forgiven to go ahead and do what he wants to do, wouldn't that be considered using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh? Yeah, that's in Galatians 5, and you can also go to Isaiah 30 where they add sin to sin, but they say that they're forgiven. Wait a second. If I've repented of my sin, and I know that I'm forgiven, isn't that out of gratitude why I don't do the things that I used to do? Not the other way around. Well, I do them, but I've been forgiven to go ahead and do them. That's like saying, hey, you know, I'm married, but I cheat on my wife every once in a while, and I tell her I'm sorry every time I cheat on her. But it's okay to go out and commit adultery. You know, it does tell us in James 4:4, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. I mean, folks, does that sound like a heart of gratitude? Does that sound like a heart that's been filled with the love of God, Romans 5:5? I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Furthermore, when you go to James 1:26, it says, if any man among you seem to be a Christian and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. How do you line that up with your profession that you're a Christian? When in fact, what's coming out of your heart tells you who has got a control of your heart. And let me tell you, at that point, it's not God that you would talk in such a fashion. Oh, are you perfect, Bradley? First of all, I'm being perfected by the grace of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, is what David said. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. If we love him, guess what, friends? We obey him. And furthermore, making one more point before I read this little note. It also tells us in Ephesians 4, friends, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. How many times I have sat down with people that profess their Christianity, and before you know it, you just give them enough rope, as they say, and sure enough, they'll fall right into it and they'll hang themselves, won't they? Yep. Wait, you're a Christian, but it doesn't line up. I just don't understand that if I was as carnal as you. But because I'm not, all of a sudden there's a problem because I'm now correcting you of your errors. Now listen to this. That is absolutely ridiculous, but that is absolutely the false grace that has been taught in this country today. And furthermore, didn't Jesus say, go and sin no more in John 8? How many times did he say, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee? But in America, you have a version of grace that says, no, go ahead and do it as many times as you want to. Watch Christ be crucified over and over and over and over and over again. But just say you're sorry and go out and do it again the next day. You're forgiven. You're going to heaven. That's absolutely ridiculous. As a matter of fact, try that in natural law. See how far that goes. You get more than 3 speeding tickets, friends. You commit more than 3 crimes. Guess what? It's over with. And what, furthermore, when you even go down to that in the United States of America, it shows you that soft judges create hardened criminals. And I want to tell you what, the professed church in America has produced a whole lot of hardened criminals. Why? Because they don't understand that God is a judge. Psalm 97, Psalm 89. Psalm 9:16, Jeremiah 9:24. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the American people have created a God to fit their own image. And for some reason or another, they have forsaken the law. Why? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. They're not only a bunch of antinomianists in the professed church, but they're also creating a bunch of anarchists in our government. Because it does fall to the church. And keep in mind, John Adams said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. But it's amazing to me how many times these people, they sit there and they talk out of both sides of their mouth, and then they want to go tell people about Jesus. And isn't it interesting how much time they spend on talking about how big and bad they were and all the bad things they did in life, and then for 45 minutes, and then for 5 minutes, if you're lucky, they talk about Jesus? Wait a second, something's outweighing something here. You're magnifying how bad of a sinner you are rather than how good of a Savior Jesus is, Matthew 1:21. And folks, they're not hard to uncover. They're not hard to detect. They're not hard to discern. They're not even hard to find, America. And it's usually these people, they're the first ones that know enough scripture, and it's the only scripture they know, and they take it out of context. Thou shalt not judge. You know, furthermore, talking of this individual that's swearing up and down, folks, we heard that this guy, this particular individual that we got a letter from today, has been in and out of treatment centers 23 times. And I said, isn't that exactly how they got a picture of Jesus? They got a picture of Jesus walking around as some little effeminate pansy with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, because they don't know scripture for themselves. But they do know thou shalt not judge out of context. Isn't that crazy? Yet scripture was given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. But apparently it doesn't apply to them. And that grace that says go and sin no more doesn't apply to them. It applies to everybody else but them. Now they're the standard. See, going back to the law of God in Exodus 20, it says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. A God that doesn't mind your sin. When in fact, when you look in Scripture, friends, Jesus came into the world to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. Not to aid sin, but to destroy it. So, who's off base here, America? Here's the letter. I just got it a couple days ago. People like you preach to the choir. I guarantee you, the message that I have, I guarantee you, is as rare as hen's teeth in this country. I guarantee you it. Because I'm not here to try to appease people. I'm not here to be a man pleaser. I'm here as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ to set men free. But see, the gospel doesn't apply to people that are still in their sins. It's those that have been crucified and baptized for the dead that are risen by the power of the Holy Ghost to the glory of the Father. That's who the gospel's for. And see, America doesn't understand that. Hey, folks, you don't go to a doctor until you first realize that you have a disease. What shows you your disease? The law does. The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. See, and for some reason or another, again, friends, people have this image in their mind that Jesus didn't come in the world to tell the world what was wrong with it. He came in the world to tell the world that everything was okay. Well, then let me ask you the question, friends. Why did he die on the cross? I mean, is that what, when you go to Arlington Cemetery, do you see our military? Our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts, our grandpas, our grandmas, our dads, our moms, our brother, our neighbors? Are they the military? Those that are 6 feet under the ground? Did they come into the world to tell the world that the world was okay? Did they go over in 1944 and tell Adolf Hitler that everything was okay? Or did they deal with him? Yeah, they bore the cross to give us freedom. Folks, when I come back, I'm going to read this. It's a lady named Judy. And boy, did she give it to me. I'm about ready to give it to you on behalf of her so you can understand the gospel to take away the confusion to set you free. 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, so here we go. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So here's the letter from Judy. People like you preach to the choir. You constantly tell us how unworthy we are to wear the name of Christian while you sit back and correctly identify all the ills, and of course, you do not succumb to them as the rest of we poor hypocrites. Why don't you know our backsides from a donkey's? Okay, let's just go through that really quick, okay? She said, you constantly tell us how unworthy we are. It's rightly said that if your head is a half inch too high, it's too high. Okay? It's not us that lives, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. It was also Scripture that told us, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And furthermore, folks, it's not us that live again, it's Christ that liveth within us. We're led by the Spirit of God. And keep in mind where it tells us in Romans 8, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Go right before, just a little bit. It tells us that we mortify the deeds of our flesh. By what? By obedience to the Spirit. Going back to Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Hey, folks, Romans 6, just read. Reading Scripture off to you, that's all. I'm just sick of your false witnesses. And the reason you have a false witness, friends, for the most part, especially those that are offended at the truth, it's because you're still in your sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. You love your sin and you love Jesus? Really? Either you're going to obey the one and hate the other, Jesus said. He also said, let the light that be in you be full of light. And then everything else will be right. Outside of that, if it's darkness, how great is the darkness? There is no in between. And I know that there's people that want to straddle the fence. They want a little of the world and they want a little of Jesus too. Guess what? It just doesn't roll that way. And it's unscriptural, friends. You can't find it in Scripture. Okay? So she said, you constantly tell us how unworthy we are to wear the name of Christian. Well, you sit back and correctly identify all the ills. And, of course, you do not succumb to them. I want to tell you something, friends. Scripture tells us again, just going back to the Word of God, that we're made more than overcomers. Overcomers, not succumbers. So when you use words like that, you got to think about what you're doing before you stick both feet in your mouth publicly. Because I'll help you along, especially when you're insincere in such a fashion as Judy here today. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And let me ask you something, friends. In 1 John, what does it say? We overcome the world by what? Our faith. Who gives us the faith? The faith of Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The only reason that you're succumbing is because you're feeding on the wrong things. There's two dogs in a ring. Which one's going to win if they fight to the death? Let me say it again. There's two dogs in a ring, and they're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I can tell you which one's going to win. The one that you feed the most is going to succumb to this fight. Okay? She goes on, you do not succumb to them as the rest of we poor hypocrites who do not know our backsides from a donkey's, she said. Why do you not go out among the heathen and preach instead of telling those of us who are trying to live a good, moral, Christ-centered, just how worthless we are? Folks, notice the language as well, friends. Notice the language. Christ-centered. Really? You know, we've also been told in this country that it's a relationship between us and Jesus. Really? Can somebody show me that in Scripture, please? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, Judy, if you're listening, I want to know what you're talking about when you're talking about a Christ-centered life. I want to know what you're talking about with you and your relationship with Jesus. I want to know, you succumber to the world and to the lust of your flesh. I want to know what you mean by your Christ-centered life. Furthermore, it's a unity. It's a unification between you and Christ. It's not a relationship. It's Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God and who loved me and gave himself for me. Furthermore, she goes on, we're trying to live a good moral life, really? A do-gooder. You're the worst of men, you do-gooders. See, it's interesting because Paul said in Romans 7, he said that when I would do good, I see evil is within me. Wow! See, there's a carnality that's at war with the spirituality all the time. See, you backwards individuals out there, you insincere individuals, need to understand God speaks to the heart, not the head. First the heart, and then it bubbles up to the head by the Spirit of God. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, not in our heads. And the Holy Ghost fills our hearts, not our heads. That's secondary to the process. But she talks about a good, moral, Christ-centered life and just how worthless we are. Hey, folks, we're all worthless. We're all saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. And when you start getting into this Christ-centered worthless and how worthless we are, you're trying to put yourself down in a carnal sense for someone to pick you up. Folks, I've seen the worst of men who act all meek and humble. And I'll tell you what, you just give them an inch and those are the first people to take you a mile and a half. And what am I saying? Oh, they're so meek. What do they live like at home? Hey, a preacher one time said, if you want to see how a man lives or why he hates God, just follow him home. That's exactly right. And then when they get in trouble or they feel self-condemned, then they run back to Jesus. And that's good that they run back to Jesus. But what has Jesus done for you? How has he changed you? If you've really pressed into the kingdom of God, because we know the violent take it by force, and we have been touched by the Christ, how has he changed us? How has he changed us? We haven't made decisions to live a better life today. No, by the power of God, we've been changed to live a heavenly life. By the power of God, we've been changed to live and follow the Christ. And to mortify the deeds of the flesh, because now our affections are set on Christ, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, Colossians 3:1. So, folks, this kind of stuff shows me an unregenerate human being. every step of the way. Feeling sorry for herself, her and the devil. And I'll tell you what she's been listening to. She's been listening to a false gospel. She's been listening to a false grace and believing it because she wants to believe it, because your conscience, which means with knowledge, tells you what's right and what's wrong when you're doing it, when it's real and when it's a counterfeit. Where there's power and where there's a lack of power. See, they have the form of godliness, but yet deny the power thereof, Scripture tells us. Yep, that's right. But I want to go back to this. You know, we're trying to live a good moral Christ. Let me say this. Morality will keep you out of jail. That's true. Obedience to the law. That's good. But where's your heart? You ever see those people when you're driving down the highway? And all of a sudden, they're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and all of a sudden, a cop comes off the ramp onto the highway. The Bible tells us, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. You notice how all of a sudden, those people that were going 70 miles an hour, all of a sudden start to hit their brakes, right? See, they love the law so much that they want to break it whenever they can until the cop shows up. See, those that really love liberty and love their neighbors as themselves, they got the cruise control set on 55. See, that's real grace. See, it tells us right after that, where, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Why is she talking about succumbing here? What is she talking about poor? Poor means the destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean you're broke and you just can't help yourself. Isn't it interesting, these people that just can't help themselves, friends, isn't it interesting how they can help themselves to the things that they know that they shouldn't be doing? I mean, as if to suggest that God has bestowed a dispensation on them that they can only choose to do the wrong thing in their lives rather than do the right things. And they want you to feel sorry for them when they make the wrong choices. I don't feel sorry for people like that. When we have the power and strength to make the right choices and we do them not, then we're going to have to gobble up the consequence. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And that's just a fact. I was going to tell you this. Morality will keep you out of jail. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ that will keep you out of hell. Did you hear what I said? Morality will keep you out of jail, but it's only the blood of Jesus Christ that will keep you out of hell and get you into heaven. And most people haven't read the Word of God enough to know a thing that I just got done saying. See, if even in the natural, the American people would take the time to take the Constitution of the United States and our founding documents and go to Arlington Cemetery and read the laws in which our veterans fought, bled, and died, magnifying against tyranny that the American people in this country are now tolerating, I'll tell you what, if the American people understood the sacrifice and what has been bestowed upon us, because of the sacrifice, you wouldn't tolerate tyranny in your government or in your church for a half a second, friends. Not for a half a second. Judy ends her letter by saying, "You stink. You stink." There was a man at one point who went to bed at night and his dog started to bark. And he was barking and barking and barking and barking, and he didn't know why he was barking. So what he did is he went and took a paper and he started whacking the top of the dog on the head. Quit barking. See, little did the man know the dog was barking because there was impending danger outside of the man's house. There was someone that was trying to break into his house. So the man got to the point where he was tired, so he went up, laid down in bed, and he started to snooze away. And as he started to go to sleep, his dog started barking again, warning the man of the impending danger that there is no compromise here. There is danger right outside the front door. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, the man gets up because he's sick of the dog barking. He goes out and gets his shotgun and he shoots his dog dead. After the dog quit barking, of course, because now he's dead, the man goes back to bed. The man outside that was trying to break in breaks into the house and stabs him to death. Which one was his friend? See, and you have people like Judy that don't understand what people like me have been put in this earth for. And what they do is they go get the shotgun and they shoot away at the dog that's barking. And regardless of what you think of what I'm telling you right now, the best friends that you have in your life are those that are willing to tell you the truth. And if you can find them, don't let them go, friends. Don't let them go. Going to take a quick break. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, this is why we're on the radio. The law shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out. Let me say that again. The law shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes about and straightens me out. Amen. I love that. See, that shows you who the Savior is. I can't save myself from my sins. Christ has done that. But as he's done that, and I've been truly saved by grace, guess what the power of grace does within my life? It adheres to the Christ that I follow. But there's many people out there that just don't get it, because they don't want to get it. Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military generals who ever lived, he conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army. And yet one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep, and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier who fell asleep on guard duty, a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. You just don't do that. Well, the commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on that sleeping soldier and lit him up because of his disobedience. His disobedience oftentimes would cost him his life. Well, this particular soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. He said, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" Alexander the Great asked the soldier. "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What's your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eye and said, "Soldier," with intensity, "either change your name or change your conduct. Don't sit there and walk around talking about how you're a Christian who just can't overcome." I mean, as if to suggest that you're out there doing what you want to do and then blaming Christ for your choices. Keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. "And let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity." But again, we have these people that just say, "You stink, man. I just can't believe, Bradley, you would call us out for our compromises." No, you're a part of the problem. You're the reason we're in trouble in this country today. You are. You know, the great reformer Martin Luther said, "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and the last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach," ready for this, "that men should not be terrified by the law of God," because it's legalism you're told today, "but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Jesus Christ." Did you hear what he said? Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. And doesn't it tell us, friends, that we're to beware of false prophets? Well, what do false prophets teach? Go to Matthew 7:15-23. Jesus said, "Beware of these false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing." Folks, these are the people with the little smirks on their face, happy, and they're okay with they're at peace with the world that's at war with God. Everything's good. And if you speak contrary to that, then you know what, Bradley Dean? You stink. "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." Now, I want to go back to her letter really quick, because I don't know if anybody caught this or not. But I did right away. She said, "Well, you sit back and correctly identify all the ills of your, of course, and you don't succumb to them as the rest of we poor hypocrites who don't know our backside from a donkey's." You know, why didn't she just say it? Because it was in her heart to say it in the first place. She said, "Why don't you go out and among the heathen and preach instead of telling those of us who are trying to live a good, moral, Christ-centered life just how worthless we are?" Well, let me tell you something, Judy. You're the reason I've done 360 high schools, 398 of them have been public schools. You're the reason I do colleges all over the country, to awake them up to your false gospel, to your hypocrisies, and to your compromises. You're the reason I'm on the radio 6 days a week being spent for the purpose of awakening the next generation, because you have failed to do so. Read Matthew 23. I'm being spent 24/7 when I'm not sleeping. If I'm sleeping, I'm about doing the work of the Lord continuously. If you want to judge a ministry by their fruit, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Regardless if you love us or hate us, that's what we're to judge men by, is their fruit. And by the way, Judy, that's all we have in this ministry is fruit. We're not out there people pleasing. We're not trying to save hearers because we need a little extra money this week. If you believe in the message of what we're giving, the Word of God and the Constitution, then support us. If not, go on. Keep supporting the very reason that we're in trouble today. Because over 300,000 pulpits in America are responsible for why we are where we're at today. Because of a false, lawless gospel. That's exactly why. That's exactly why we're in trouble. But she said, why don't you go out among the heathen and preach? What am I doing? How did you hear me, Judy? Did you hear me on the radio? Do you know that when I first got into radio, it wasn't about being on Christian radio. It was about being on secular radio. I mean, that's like going, if I go to the churches and preach over and over and over again, it's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. Guess what? Don't have time for that. Furthermore, Jesus told us to do just the exact opposite. But what do you see in America today? You see the churches taking in millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to re-evangelize church hoppers. Those that don't like Moses, they like Aaron. They don't like the message because it confronts their sinful lifestyle, just like Judy. She doesn't want to be confronted with her sin. She wants to be consoled in her sin. She wants to be told that everything's okay all the way to hell. And she would have it so. But it's funny that she would say, why don't you go out among the heathen? That's all I've done since day one. I've been saved for 20 years. And I want to tell you something. If you don't know what you're saved for, how do you know you're even saved? If you have no desire for others to be saved, rest assured you yourself are not saved. And how many people out there that profess to be Christians and they don't even know the Word of God? And that was one of the first prerequisites Jesus came up with. You must know concerning my doctrine. And people have just enough and they believe that they're saved because their pastor, who shouldn't be leading the church in the first place, it's first the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28, told them that they're saved. Really? Is that his business to tell you you're saved, friends? Because I can't find that in Scripture neither. And if you would like to correct me, friends, the lines are open all hours. 5 hours a week and 2 hours on the weekend. You have me for 7 hours to confront me, but I get these emails from people that don't know their left hand from their right hand. Because they haven't taken the time to read the book for themselves. And then when someone tells them what the book says, they get mad at the person. They shoot the messenger. You know, it's interesting because Jesus, after he said, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. You know, it's interesting what he said right after that. Not everyone that saith unto me, confronting the false prophets, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And you're all, friends, called to do the work of an evangelist. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, listen carefully, Jesus said, I responded by saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. You that don't understand why people in the process and how people are brought to Christ in the first place. Nobody goes to the doctor until they're first what? First shown their disease. Guess what the law does? Shows you your disease to bring you to the great physician. His name is Jesus Christ. So there you have it. Folks, we didn't get to the topic again today. We'll get to it tomorrow. Hey, I want to tell you something, friends. This isn't a game. This is some serious work, but there's a lot of foolish people out there that could care less, even about their own salvation. But like Scripture warns us in Matthew 23, hey folks, they cover the sea and the land to make sons twice as much that of hell as their proselytes unto themselves. And I'm sick of it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.